It's been a long road, and the Defense Department still has years' worth of work left to do. But the military's brand new electronic health record is now up and running, at least in one military installation, in Washington State. The slow rollout will continue throughout the rest of this year as the Pentagon moves its new EHR toward initial operating capability. Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu writes about the milestone in this week's edition of Inside the DoD's Reporter's Notebook. And really, this is a major milestone, sounds like, because as you say, this has been a perennial.
Yeah, it has been a perennial, and most of the discussion around this obviously has been around getting toward interoperability with the Department of Veterans Affairs as far as electronic health records go. That's almost a separate topic. We can talk about that later on if you want to. But you know, the main thing that's happening is this new system called MHS Genesis, something DoD bought basically as a commercial product. It's very similar to the Cerner Millennium software that's running in a lot of private hospitals all around the world. That is now up and running, as you said, at Fairchild Air Force Base, the first site they've selected as sort of the pilot demo site. Over the next several months, they're going to continue rolling it out to hospitals and clinics around the Pacific Northwest. I think next up during the summer will be Joint Base Lewis-McChord, Oak Harbor Naval Hospital, also in Washington, and then the Bremerton Naval Base, also in Washington. It's going to take a long time to get this fully deployed around the world, however. It's going to be 2022, they think, before they reach full operational capability, getting this installed in the hundreds of DoD hospitals and clinics serving all 9.4 million patients. But in any case, a mammoth undertaking. This is replacing some systems that are getting pretty long in the tooth. Alta, the most famous one, goes back to 2004. CHCS, which is kind of the inpatient and laboratory and pharmacy record system, is even older. The contract for that one was first awarded back in 1988. So this is certainly moving DoD into a much more modern age. Of course, DoD and VA led a lot of the initial moves toward getting the country on electronic health records, but the world has kind of since passed them by, and they're now catching up with a commercial product.
Is it the same contractor that did the development work to customize the commercial product for DoD also doing the rollout and installation and testing?
Yeah, basically. It's effectively the same contractor, Tom. It's a partnership, technically, led by Leidos. So they're the prime contractor that was actually awarded this $4.3 billion contract last year. Cerner, which actually makes the software, is technically a subcontractor to Leidos. But to your earlier point, they've really tried to do as little customization as possible. That was one of the reasons they decided to go with a commercial product in the first place, thinking that they could get this done much more cheaply, much more quickly. And time really was of the essence here, because really Congress has been tired of waiting around for DoD and VA, frankly, to modernize their electronic health record systems. The original plan, as we all remember, was for the two departments to build one shared system that would serve both medical facilities. They eventually decided it was basically too difficult to do that. Not technically difficult. It could have been done from a technical perspective. Both departments have acknowledged that, you know, something like 97% of their technical requirements are identical hospital to hospital. It was really a cultural issue, I think. So we are where we are now. DoD decided to go commercial. VA, it's less certain what their path ahead is, but sure, they've got some workarounds for interoperability in the meantime.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu. And before we get to VA, let me just ask you briefly, what are some of the benefits from the new system that DoD is hoping to get?
Well, first of all, it is a tried and true system that is already being used by, you know, thousands, probably tens of thousands of clinicians all around the world, as we said, in private medical facilities. So it's not something that they're going to have to do a whole lot of fixing as they go, as they continue to roll this system out. So that's one thing. One thing that I think has gotten considerably less attention is that it's going to be able to interface, it's going to be able to bring in healthcare records from when service members and their families and retirees go and get care on the private market from privately operated, from private clinicians, and move that data back and forth through what are called health information exchanges. That's really not something that's possible today under the Alta and CHCS infrastructure. Those systems just do not talk with the outside world if someone gets outside care. You know, it basically just reflects a referral in the Alta system that someone has gone outside to get care without any of the vital statistics that we're actually gathering gathered by that private clinician. So it's just a big blank spot in DOD's electronic health record. That's going to really start to change as this rolls out.
And I would think that because it is a commercial product, as the upgrades go to commercial customers, DOD would get them too, so you won't have this big shortfall in technology upgrade as time goes on.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Won't happen on the same day the rest of the commercial world gets it, most likely, because there are certain government cybersecurity requirements, for example, that are going to have to be met. A lot of testing that's going to have to happen before those patches get rolled out. But yeah, you're right. It'll happen much more quickly than something that was being custom made for the Defense Department.
Getting to VA, which has been in some tough hearings with Congress on its ability to develop new systems, doesn't this really put the pressure on them to just say, I would say, throw in the towel and go with the same system?
Yeah, I sort of doubt that they'll go with the same system. We've seen no indication that there's a lot of pressure inside the agencies to do that. I think certainly in the short term, they're going to continue on their path to modernize their system, which is called Vista. They're doing a lot of that with help from the open source community. A lot of that is still going on. But we don't know what comes after Vista. That Vista evolution program is only going to take them through roughly the next 5 years or so, and then they're going to have to figure out another path forward. The previous chief information officer under the Obama administration was trying to map out a strategy, but I don't think they've really landed on a clear game plan for what they're going to do next.
But they still have to have interoperability at some point with DOD, whether it's the same system or something homegrown.
That's right. And the two departments have already certified to Congress that they think they are interoperable. That's a certification that they made under congressional orders last year. And it's almost a separate function from the electronic health records themselves. They say it doesn't really matter that the systems are different as long as the underlying data is interoperable and can move back and forth between the two departments, which is what they say they have through really a standalone separate application called the Joint Legacy Viewer. Really more important for VA doctors than DOD doctors, because obviously military doctors are not seeing a lot of VA patients, but a lot of VA doctors are seeing a lot of former military patients. So they need to be able to access those DOD health records, which are now available in pretty detailed form through that Joint Legacy Viewer.
So it's rolling out in the Pacific Northwest, and do they have a plan to go DOD-wide over however many years?
We're going to start hearing some more of that rollout plan, I believe, tomorrow. They're going to do a kickoff ceremony at Fairchild Air Force Base along with a media roundtable. I'm going to be talking to several DOD officials, getting some more details about the plan ahead. So we will be attending that ceremony, and stay tuned. We'll have some more information about what's next with this EHR as we go forward in the coming few days.
Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu, thanks so much for that update.
You bet.
Be sure to read Jared's notebook online now at federalnewsradio.com.